Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Thank you for joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. This morning, we're going to look in particular at how the Spirit applies the redemption purchased by Christ to believers. And so let's look at question 30. How does the Spirit apply to us the redemption purchased by Christ? The Spirit applieth to us the redemption purchased by Christ by working faith in us and thereby uniting us to Christ in our effectual calling. Now, question 31 will define effectual calling, but for our purposes this morning, it's sufficient to say effectual calling is the work of the Spirit using the means of the preached word. So the Spirit applies the redemption purchased by Christ by working faith in us. And again, he uses means. He doesn't just zap from heaven. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. And so we see the connection of the Spirit and preaching in there. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And not all who hear the word preached are redeemed or saved, only those the Spirit works in. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct us? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, the modern usage of the word spiritual can deceive us there. You know, you'll poll after poll has responded saying, oh, I'm spiritual, not religious. And so spiritual has taken on this connotation of a particular kind of airy-fairy, flighty type disposition towards reality. This is talking about spiritual here means those whom the Spirit dwells in, whom the Spirit has begotten of God. Born again is another phrase, or who's been born from above. So those who by the Spirit have been wrought upon, and only those whom the Spirit has wrought upon have the Spirit of God in them. Only they can discern these things. You know, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. So left to your own devices, it's all foolishness. So is it any wonder that when you turn on the History Channel, A&E, Biography Channel, and they're doing something about the Bible, it's all foolishness to those who have been born again, because those whom they are interviewing are aliens from God. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Again, so that no one can boast, because this is not something that you have done. What makes you to differ? The Spirit of God, which is not of your own control, but who works on you. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. And so as we see, the Spirit works in you so that you might believe, which then brings you into suffering. Not suffering as in meaningless suffering, but joining in Christ's sufferings. And so as the Spirit unites you to Christ by working faith in you, he thereby unites you to Christ in your effectual calling. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without him you can do nothing. Without Christ, you are basically a leaf fallen from a tree. You're just twisting in the wind, blowing down the street, drying up and dying. But in Christ, you're grafted into the vine and given the power of life, because it flows from Christ by the Spirit to you. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so God, who began this work, will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. And so you have to that has to be the work of the Spirit working in you. And so, as we saw last time, that Christ purchased the redemption, but so long as Christ is outside of us and we are outside of Christ, there's no effect. And so in this question, we deal with how the Spirit unites you to Christ, that you might have all the efficacy of Christ dwelling in you and you dwelling in him. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you, and God bless.